One of the assumptions you mentioned you disagree with in the report is the impact on the employer-sponsored market. You think it's going to be greater than the report says? More people will leave the employer-sponsored insurance market?
Well, many health economists think that the impact on employer-sponsored coverage will be greater. The assumption that has been made has been a very modest impact on employer-sponsored. But when you, again, factor in that the cost of health insurance continues to climb, the employer-sponsored insurance coverage has been eroding nationally. There are, in many respects, decisions that employers are going to have to make on whether or not they can continue their coverage. In many respects, the employees themselves may believe that they are better off by going to the exchange with the very generous tax subsidies, and for people below 200% of poverty level, assistance with their cost sharing as well. So there are a number of different moving parts to all of this. How effective will mandates be is part of it. But overall, these are very generous subsidies that many people believe that employers and employees may believe that they're better off by leaving their current coverage and going to the subsidies that are now going to be available. So the extent to which the more employers drop, the greater the cost of this entire package will be, because you're now substituting public dollars for private dollars, and the cost of this, the overall package, will be substantially higher than the original estimates.
And you're saying that for the situations where employers drop employees, that doesn't square with the promise made that if you like your insurance, you're going to be able to keep it.
That's correct. And again, that promise was made here in Green Bay of what the promise of healthcare reform would be. And I think we're now finding that the situation is going to look significantly different.
And I think said another way too, ultimately the small business folks are going to sit down with their agents, they're going to sit down with their brokers, they're going to do the analysis of what's it going to cost me to keep folks on, what's the best benefit for my employees, and quite frankly, selfishly, and people act in their own economic self-interest every day, what makes the most sense for the small business person to maintain their bottom line, to make sure that they can remain competitive. And it's quite possible that at the end of the day, these folks are going to look toward making the best deal they can make. And that may include dropping their employees, and the employees might ultimately get a better deal going through the exchange than they're currently currently getting right now with their employer.
And again, this isn't just theory. We've already seen this happen. In 97, when we created the state children's health insurance program, if you look back of the coverage of children where their private coverage has dropped and their public coverage has increased, again, children who were covered in family coverage in their employers, the number of children, percentage of children covered employer plans is now significantly lower after those new public subsidies came into place into the market. So again, this is not just economists differing about economic theory. We've already seen it happen, and I think we need to pay attention to that.
What are the unknowns that could change these numbers? I mean, we don't know exactly what's going to be in the essential package. We sort of know, but...
Well, again, I think it is important for Wisconsin to realize, A, we already have one of the highest coverage rates in the United States. Only three states have higher percentage of their population covered than we do. Secondly, we already have a very competitive market. We want to preserve that. So overall, the way we are going to be to mitigate the cost of PPACA is for Wisconsin to design a program that recognizes the unique nature of our markets, reflects our markets, keeps competition in the marketplace. Again, one of our concerns is this: if this becomes a federal exchange, and it will, there'll be an exchange in Wisconsin. The question is whether there will be a state exchange or a federal exchange. If there's a federal exchange, I believe we'll see a consolidation in the marketplace, which ultimately will drive up costs even higher. We believe we need to preserve Wisconsin's competitive marketplace and design new ways in which we can actually increase competition even further to mitigate against these increased costs.
So is the state not going to formulate its own exchange?
Well, the governor has already created the Office of Free Market Healthcare. So we're already well underway in designing an exchange that is uniquely Wisconsin.
The report stipulates specific winners and losers, categories of winners and losers. At the risk of overgeneralizing, can you kind of outline where the winners and losers are going to fall?
Because of all the different factors, and those include whether or not you're going to get a tax subsidy, whether or not your neighbor is going to pay part of your health care costs. But in general, there is a cost shift from the older population to the younger population. So families who are raising children who are not at the highest earnings potential generally will experience the greatest increase in costs. Because there is the new age rating bands, that means that you cannot differentiate based on age the same way you can today. Typically today, you can charge an older person a higher premium because it reflects their consumption of healthcare costs. This is going to be artificially constrained by the law itself, which again was not based on actuarial analysis. It was purely a political decision that was made. And the result is those younger individuals and younger families are the ones whose costs are going to go up the most.
And can you foresee any way at the state level that can be mitigated?
Well, again, I think if we're able to bring more choices and more options to families to where they have more choices to help mitigate against that cost, giving them options to buy coverage that is more in line with their needs.
Outside the exchange, though, because
well, we're very concerned about how heavily that exchange is regulated, and I hope that we can get some relief on that.
Waivers?
I think we have different. We'll be looking for different opportunities for how to mitigate the cost.
I just want to back up to the employer question before about employers dropping coverage. Can you explain to me, like I'm a 2-year-old, why an employer would do such a thing? How does the act affect them in such a way that they would want to drop the coverage? How would the act drive them to drop coverage, or push them to drop coverage?
I think the biggest reason is because the costs. Of health insurance and health insurance in general will continue to go up, and it would be cheaper, less expensive for businesses to simply pay the penalty on a per person basis, rather than paying the full costs of their contribution towards their employees' health care. And so right now in the marketplace, many employers are holding on to their health care, paying their health care costs, parts of their health care costs for their employees, primarily as a recruitment tool or as a competitive tool against the guy down the street. But we could foresee a case where if costs keep getting so far out of whack that, and if this pushes them in that direction, if we see the first person drop, we could see a cavalcade of employers beginning to drop coverage because, one, they just couldn't afford it, and two, there's no competitive advantage to having that benefit anymore.
Isn't that always a risk every year as inflation continues and the costs
sure,
go up?
Sure, it continues to be, sure.
How would the act exacerbate that?
Well, again, I would suggest we go back and look at history when there was an expansion of public coverage, what happened? So employers already face the overall medical inflation, but this is an added dimension now to the market. Now you have an alternative. Again, employers typically, healthcare coverage is an important part of their compensation, but if you can get that somewhere else and you can reduce that cost to your bottom line, again, many employers aren't going to want to be the first one, but if their competitors start moving, they're going to be forced to move as well.
And in two ways, the larger employers, 50 and above, now have that option Dennis was just talking about. I'll just pay the penalty. They'll go into the individual exchange, and I can wash my hands of it. And the second thing, smaller employers under 50 that don't pay the penalty for not having group coverage are looking at it purely from a cost perspective. So if healthcare costs are increasing, which causes premiums to increase, and you add an additional 15% just because of this new bill, it's adding another chunk where they may say there's an individual market, it's better for me just to let them go into the individual market to the exchange.
And is that a bad thing? If they can go into the exchange? I mean,
well,
I think it gets back to Dennis's earlier point about you're now increasing the amount of public subsidies to cover these folks if they meet those subsidies and tax credits. So we again put a larger burden on overall society and on the taxpayer to try to help mitigate those individual costs.
When an employer is paying an employer contribution and they no longer pay that employer contribution, you're adding costs not just to the public, but to that individual who's no longer getting 50 or 60 or 70% of their premium paid. So that's a huge disadvantage.
Again, I think it's important to, as the report bears out in itself, there are going to be massive shifts from the private sector to the public sector, hundreds of billions of dollars nationally that don't go to insure more people. A lot of that you're simply going to be substituting public dollars for private dollars. When you do that, that doesn't gain you more people being insured. You've only changed who's paying the bill for it.